Puzzle Box Gift Guide 2026, worth it, difficulty and resettable. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. A quality puzzle box, whether resettable wooden escape room, electromechanical or subscription fed, absolutely earns its shelf space if you're giving to someone who actually likes problem solving. The real question isn't worth it, it's which difficulty floor and format fits your person. Puzzle boxes have this weird magic. They live in that space between fidget toy and actual brain exercise, between coffee table ornament and gateway drug to escape rooms. I've been collecting them for years, and honestly, the difference between this sits here collecting dust and people fight over who gets to solve it first comes down to three things: difficulty, resettability, and whether the mechanism feels fair as opposed to weight. How was I supposed to know that? In 2026, the options are pretty wild. You've got wooden boxes from Poland that require actually solving riddles. You've got electromechanical rigs that hum and tick and have hidden magnets everywhere. You've got subscriptions that show up each month. And yeah, they range from nicer than a coffee to that's a used car payment. I've separated the wheat from the chaff here, the ones that actually reward you when you hand them over and the ones that should stay on your own shelf. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you even buy a puzzle box? The one question test, here's the only filter that matters. Does your person enjoy being stuck? Not enjoy winning, everyone enjoys winning. I mean the 20-minute stretch where they're turning a thing over in their hands, muttering, refusing to look it up. If that sounds like them, a good puzzle box is one of the best gifts on earth. The thing people miss is that the category itself is a spectrum, and matching the wrong subtype to a person is how good intentions die. A take-apart metal teaser, a sequential discovery box, a fidget cube, and a maze burr are about as alike as a crossword and a marathon. They all say puzzle on the tin. The quiet superpower of the good ones is resettability. A 1,000-piece jigsaw is a one-night stand. A resettable box is the gift that keeps generating moments. You hand it to a friend at a dinner party, lose them for an hour, and they emerge proud. Inside a move, when you give one, give it with zero context. Open it. That's the whole instruction. The blank slate confusion is the gift. The second you start explaining, you've spoiled the first and best aha. What makes a puzzle box fair instead of a cheap trick? This is the single most important concept in the hobby, and almost no gift guide tells you. Puzzle people draw a hard line between a trick box and a sequential discovery box, and it's the difference between a gift someone treasures and one they quietly resent. A trick box has a single arbitrary gimmick: slide a panel you'd never find on purpose, blow on a hole, hold it at a weird angle. When you finally crack it, you don't feel clever, you feel told. A sequential discovery box is the gold standard. Solving one step physically hands you the tool or clue for the next. A ball bearing, a hidden rod, a key. Every action chains off the last, so the box teaches you its own logic as you go. The serious collector consensus, codified across forums like Boxes and Booze and Puzzle Mad, rests on two unwritten rules: no outside tools, only your hands and what the box gives you, and gentle manipulation. If you're forcing it, you're wrong. A well-designed box can't be broken open by brute strength, and it never needs to be. Why this matters for gifting: fair boxes produce the I feel smart dopamine, tricky boxes produce the I feel cheated shrug. Every pick in this guide leans toward the fair end. When you read an Amazon review that says unfair or impossible to know, believe it, that's a trick box wearing a sequential discovery costume. If you only read one section, read this one, it's where 80 of you should be shopping. Companies like ID Venture, Cluebox, and Wooden. City Build laser-cut wooden escape room style boxes you crack over 60 to 90 minutes, and then reset cleanly for the next person. That reset is the whole magic trick. The Cluebox Cambridge Labyrinth is my standing default, and it's worth knowing why it works. It's roughly 167 precisely laser-cut birch parts with 6 acrylic faceplates, and the detail most people don't expect, it adds rolling metal marbles you steer through an internal labyrinth. So it's not just find the hidden catch. There's a kinetic, tilt-and-roll skill layer on top of the logic. It's themed around the semi-legendary Cambridge Philosophical Society initiation, which gives it a nice, prove-yourself-worthy framing when you hand it over. Insider tip: the box won't tell you. ID Venture runs a free, progressive online hint system on their site. It doesn't dump the solution, it nudges, one rung at a time. So when your recipient hits a wall at minute 70, they don't have to quit or YouTube it. They get exactly one breadcrumb and keep their dignity. That single feature is why these survive in households where a harder box would get shelved forever. How to give one well? Pick by theme vibe. Cambridge Labyrinth is the classic, the wooden. City Treasure Chest adds a build step. Give it with zero hints. The confusion is the gift. Block out 60 to 90 uninterrupted minutes. This is not a between meetings puzzle. Bookmark ID Ventures free online hint ladder before gifting, so a stuck solver nudges instead of quitting. Reset it yourself once so you understand the mechanism, then it's theirs to pass on. If wooden boxes are the appetizer, this tier is the tasting menu, and the prices climb to match. The Tesla box by Puzzle Potato is the showpiece, a dense electromechanical rig with dozens of hidden magnets that rotates and clicks, carrying a 5-5 difficulty rating and a multi-hour solve. This is a box you give to someone with a track record of finishing wooden boxes, not a starter. The far end of this tier is genuine puzzle art, and the name to know is Cajun Sound, a full-time artist from Colorado with a mathematics degree who applies it to shifting geometric mechanisms. His signature, the Maze Burr, won IPP Puzzle of the Year in 2006, taking both the Jury Grand Prize and People's Choice. Here's the stat that makes collectors go quiet. The Maze Burr's interchangeable maze plates yield 14,766,080 possible configurations, of which 8,723,152 have a solution. The original booklet hand-curated just 30 problems from that ocean, and a single configuration can take anywhere from 7 to 116 moves to open. Once solved, you rebuild it into an entirely different puzzle. Real talk, you cannot brute force this tier, and several pieces are made to order with real wait times and limited runs. Buy here only for someone who already speaks the language. Confirm your recipient has actually finished a wooden box first. This tier punishes beginners. Check resettability explicitly. Some electromechanical boxes only reset via the maker. For artist boxes, check availability early. Many are made to order with waitlists. Keep the maker's hint solution sheet on standby, but make them ask. Frame it as a weeks-long relationship, not a one-evening solve. The single most reliable, I don't know their ceiling, gift. Hanyama Cast Metal Puzzles, now formally branded the Huzzle line, are small, gorgeous, battery-free, and built on a clean six-level difficulty scale that's actually mensurated, so the numbers mean something. Level 1 is genuinely kid-friendly. Level 6, the infamous Enigma News Devil is, why am I doing this to myself? The lore here is part of the gift. The line was shaped by the late Nob Yoshigahara, one of the most revered puzzle designers who ever lived, and his hint for the brutal level 6 Enigma has become the unofficial motto of the whole cast line. The key word is twist. Don't use too much force. The pieces should just slide apart. It was written for one puzzle, but it captures the entire ethos of cast puzzles. They reward finesse, not muscle. If your recipient is white-knuckling one, they've misunderstood it, and stop forcing it, it's supposed to glide, is often the only hint they need. The honest caveat, these don't reset the way a wooden box does. Once you know the move, you know it. But that's secretly part of their social charm. You become the house expert who's already beaten it, and you get to watch every new visitor pick it up and struggle while you sip your coffee. Buy a curated set of 3 to 5 across levels 3 to 4, so a newcomer can level up inside one gift. Buy a set spanning levels 3 to 4, so a newcomer can climb without rebuying. Start a true beginner at level 2 to 3, skip 5 to 6 unless they're seasoned. Coach the universal hint, stop forcing, it should glide without revealing the move. Leave them out on a shelf, passive puzzle marketing for every guest. Keep the little drawstring pouch, it's how you re-gift or travel with them. Shashibo is the bridge between puzzle and toy, and it's the gift you give the person who doesn't think they like puzzles. Inside its cubes sit 36 rare earth magnets, and they let it collapse and rebloom into a huge range of forms. The box and most retailers cite 70 plus shapes. Some listings say 100 plus. including the satisfying rhombic dodecahedron ball that snaps together like it was always meant to be one. The bit that elevates it above a fidget knockoff is that it's a real piece of design, not a gimmick. It was invented by Andreas Honigschmid, a German, Bavarian-born artist who worked as a sand artist before bringing the cube to market, and there's genuine geometry under the hood, which is why manipulating it feels elegant rather than random. It's also why the surface art on the licensed Explorer Elements editions actually lines up across folds. The patterns were composed for the geometry. Set expectations honestly when you gift it. There is no "I solved it" moment here. It's not goal-oriented, it's a flow object. You pick it up, 20 minutes vanish, your hands are busy and your brain quiets down. If your recipient wants the victory hit of cracking a box, send them to the wooden box or Hanyama tiers instead. But for the desk fidgeter, the call doodler, the person who needs something to do with their hands, Shashibo is close to perfect. Download the free Fun in Motion app. Its guided shape challenges keep it from plateauing. Set the expectation up front. This is a flow toy, not a solve-it box. Pick a licensed art edition, Explorer Elements, if the look matters, patterns align across folds. Pair two of them, advanced builds combine multiple cubes into bigger structures. There's no wrong way to use it. That's the entire pitch. A subscription solves a different problem than a single box. It removes the "what do I get them?" question for months at a stretch, and it self-corrects for the fact that you can't perfectly guess their ceiling. Variety does the calibrating for you. Cubia Games runs the best-known program, and it's worth getting the tiers right because the marketing names are slightly counterintuitive. The player beginner-friendly, ages 7, puzzles averaging difficulty 3-5. The safe entry, the Explorer, the intermediate step-up tier, more variety, deeper mechanisms, and a stronger test of patience, roughly difficulty 3-4-5. The right pick for an enthusiastic solver who's outgrown beginner boxes but isn't a hardened master yet. The Thinker, the top, masters only tier, level 4-5-5, pulled from their hardest wooden mechanical puzzles. This is the one to buy for a genuine expert. The detail that makes it a great gift rather than a recurring bill, each month's box isn't a single item. It's typically 2-3 handcrafted puzzles, plus a mini keychain puzzle, printed step-by-step solutions, and a sticker. The included solutions matter more than they sound. They're the safety net that keeps a stuck recipient from feeling abandoned mid-month. The Footgun, gifting a full 12 months to someone who turns out lukewarm, creates obligation, and obligation kills joy. Cubia sells one-time 3-2, 6-2, and 12-month options for exactly this reason. My standing advice, gift 3 months as a trial, and if you want a guaranteed hit on day one, pair it with a single sure-thing box. A clue box, so you're not betting the whole gift on a format they may not love. Difficulty, price per solve, and the honest verdict, difficulty in this hobby isn't one scale, so stop comparing across types. Read the labels like this: wooden escape boxes, clue box, wooden, city, 60-90 min, intermediate, best as a 1-2 person experience. Resettable, Hanyama / Huzzle Metal, mensurated 1-6. Levels 1-2 equals 10-30 min, kid-friendly, 3-4 equals the adult sweet spot, 5-6 equals 2+ hours, where frustration is the point. Not resettable. Electromechanical and artist boxes, Tesla box, Cajun sound. 5-5 and beyond, multi-hour to multi-week, demanding patience plus spatial plus lateral thinking. Shashibo, unrated, it's play, not solving. Now the part people get weird about. Price not equal to value. The right lens is cost per solve. The only genuinely bad purchase is the box that sits unopened. Rule of thumb, never solved a box before, then start at Hanyama level 3-4 or a 60-90 min wooden box. Already finished a clue box, then you've earned level 5-6 metal, the Tesla box, or a long stare at Cajun sound. Buy the box they'll use, not the one that impresses you. Final verdict. Puzzle boxes are genuinely good gifts, but only for the right person. These are resettable or shareable, fair to solve, and beautiful enough to live on a shelf. The expensive stuff, Tesla box, Cajun sound, is for people with a track record of asterisk finishing asterisk puzzles and an appetite for harder difficulty. Subscriptions are excellent if you're unsure and want to test the waters with a 3-month trial. Avoid blind buying puzzle boxes for people who don't like being stuck or frustrated. But if you're shopping for someone who enjoys the asterisk process of solving, not just the answer, you can't miss. A good puzzle box is the rare gift that gets genuinely used, shared, and remembered. Frequently asked questions. If your recipient enjoys problem solving and can sit with a challenge for 60 to 90 minutes without Googling the answer, they're worth it. The real value is in replayability. A clue box gets passed around, and 10 people will solve it. Cost per solve drops fast. If your person opens a box and immediately asks for the answer, you picked the wrong gift, not the wrong product. Which puzzle box is best for someone with zero experience? Metal teasers are lower commitment and portable. Clue box is a fuller experience. Both are fair, you figure them out without unfair tricks. Can you actually reset the boxes, or is that marketing speak? Wooden escape boxes, clue box, wooden city, genuinely reset. You solve it, open the chamber, close it back up, and shuffle the internal pieces slightly so the next solver doesn't remember. They reset cleanly 5 to 10 times before wear. Metal brain teasers don't reset. Once you know the trick, you know it. Subscriptions send new puzzles, so replayability isn't the point. Only if your recipient is already a puzzle enthusiast and wants investment-grade quality or extreme difficulty. If you're not sure they're that deep into puzzles, the clue box is the better choice. What's the easiest puzzle box to solve if I want a quick win? Shashibo, no solve, just play, or a Hanyama level 1 metal teaser, 10 to 20 minutes. Avoid levels 5 to 6 and anything marketed as expert unless you like frustration. Wooden boxes are 60 to 90 min minimum, so they're not quick wins. Do I have to buy puzzle boxes in person, or are direct Amazon product pages enough? Amazon has solid selection. Check verify purchase reviews specifically.